Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
John Mozeliak joins us. Mo, thanks for doing that. I know you could hear it in his voice. He loves hearing from the Cardinals.
Well, it's a special relationship. And, it's great that our city can have that. I've gotten to be pretty good friends with Chris Zimmerman. And just, having some text exchanges and talking to him over the last few days. It's just really exciting moment for our city and what they're right on the cusp of doing. And so I think everybody's pulling for them. Can't wait to watch the game tomorrow night. And certainly excited to know that we have some connection to it.
Sounds like the travel for them was okay. You know, they put them in a hotel that's like actually in the city of Boston, you know.
Well, certainly I hope they have a better outcome than we did in 04.
Yeah, a little tired of Boston, to be honest. I remember in 13, well, of course you remember, but in 13 with the, we're on the flight going to game six. Like, really? Like, the flight's now going to get stuck on the tarmac, and we rolled in there, what was that, around midnight?
Yeah, I haven't had a whole lot of luck in Boston, and I think, as you know, my daughter is just finished her sophomore year at Boston College, and so I think she's excited, and hopefully she can get to that game tomorrow night and bring a little better luck than I've had.
In the meantime, your team pulls out a win yesterday, and you have another game tonight at 6:05 here on KMOX. Cardinals and Braves, you go for a series win. It hasn't been an easy month, that's for sure, but you were able to get it done yesterday. That was a very solid win, really.
It was a huge win. Probably one of the bigger ones of the year for us, and the way we did it, who we were facing, and just had a lot of things go right. But, I really feel like this team has still a lot of confidence in itself, and I can't deny this month has not been an easy ride, but sometimes these adversities make you stronger in the long run, and that's what we're hoping for.
Yes, for sure. Jed Jerko hits the home run. The Cardinals get some big hits, though, from Matt Carpenter before that. I know that a lot gets made of lineup changes. I think that Matt Carpenter swinging the bat, no matter where he's batting in the lineup, is a good thing.
No, I think that's a good observation. And more importantly, I think it's just nice that you see Carp and Goldie get going a little bit. Because, obviously the way this team was built, they were a big part of it. And so getting him to start contributing the way he has is really something that I think will be very uplifting for the entire club.
Big pitching change, really, when you think about moving anybody out of the rotation. Michael Wacha goes to the bullpen. What about the organization moving forward in that area, John Mozeliak?
Well, I think we would all agree that the month of May has not gone the way we want it to, and a lot of times it starts with your starting pitching and just having a hard time controlling counts, getting deeper into games. And so ultimately we felt like we needed to do something different, so we are. Certainly we'd have to have someone take a start this week that is not a household name. But, we're excited about sort of our internal options right now, and we'll see where it goes. But, we also want to get Michael back on track. And so we have to work on that and focus on that over the next few weeks or month and see where we go. But we knew we just couldn't stay on the current track.
External options are a little more tricky, aren't they? Because we're sitting here in May, and I'm not sure that a team is going to start announcing that it's moving players just yet.
Yeah, I think trying to look at the trade market right now might be a bit premature, especially if you're looking to make somewhat of an impact. Clearly, if you're just trying to arbitrage a deal, you probably could do that. But as far as making a true impact, I think that'd be difficult. So, we'll keep our ears to the phone and keep an open mind, but hopefully we can have some internal fixes.
I wanted to note a couple of players down in the minor leagues right now on the offensive side. Somebody who had a great spring, Ronhel Ravelo, I just noticed, was knocking on the door of the record for the longest hitting streak ever at Memphis.
Well, Ravelo's interesting because, remember, at the end of spring training, he got injured. had that diving play and knocked the wind out of him. And I think subsequently he did something to his ribs. And so, unfortunately, got off to an extremely slow start. But, you know, over the last 5-6 weeks, he's really changed his trajectory. And I think he's back up to an 850 OPS. And, you know, if you had said to me a month ago, what were we going to do with him, I would have had to think about, you know, maybe a replacement for him. But it's great to see he's back on track and you know, clearly he's an option if we need a bat.
And what about Dylan Carlson? How is he doing? Boy, did he look good as well in spring training.
Well, he's a talented young man. He's 20 years old. He's already at Double A, which really means he's a step away from the big leagues. He's refining his game, but, you know, switch hitter, can play defense, just an exciting talent, and very thankful we have him.
There's a lot of baseball still to go. You have a game tonight at 6:05 against the Braves, Flaherty against Tehran, and we appreciate these moments, and thank you for joining us on KMOX on these Sundays. Have a wonderful holiday weekend.
All right, thank you. Be in touch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.